I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Thursday, May 17. Coming up, healthcare delivery to be improved through the use of technology. Water shop opens in Marley Hill, Manchester, and design competition for new parliamentary building launched. The details after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. One's business.
Now the news. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology is to launch a pilot initiative geared at using technology to enhance healthcare delivery across the island. Dubbed eCare, the platform will allow patients to interact with their doctor for consultation and advice without having to visit a clinic or medical practice. The initiative is being implemented in collaboration with the Universal Service Fund and the Diabetes Association of Jamaica.
eCare will facilitate video conferencing between doctor and patient, along with affording the medical professional the convenience of sending prescriptions to the patient's pharmacy of choice. The eCare pilot will have a phased introduction at select health centers. 5,000 persons will be selected for the pilot phase.
Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. eCare is expected to cut long waiting queues at public health centers, reduce overcrowding, and help citizens better manage NCDs, among other things. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Thursday launched the Urban Development Corporation UDC's Houses of Parliament Design Competition. The competition is aimed at engaging the public and local architects in the design process of the new Parliament building to be sited on Hero Circle lands in downtown Kingston. Mr. Holness says the competition is historic for the country, pointing out that discussions for a new Parliament building has been on the table for over 50 years.
Gordon House was designed and built for meetings of the Municipal Council, the KSAMC. So actually, Jamaica's parliament is resident in the parish council. I also want you to consider that Jamaica has a bicameral legislature, but Gordon House only has one chamber. So the Senate and the lower house shares the same space.
Registration for the Houses of Parliament Design Competition ends on June 14. Interested architects and teams may register at orjaparliament.com. The submission period for designs will run from July 20 to September 17. At the end of Stage 1, the top five entries will receive $2 million each. In Stage 2, first prize will receive an additional $5 million in cash, second place an additional $4 million, and third place $3 million. There will also be a People's Choice Award. Residents in Marley Hill, Manchester will now see an ease in water shortages following the opening of a water shop in the community. Residents will be able to access water from the facility daily at no cost. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie, who opened the shop earlier this week, says steps have been taken to ensure the reliability of water supplies for the facility.
It's not just a couple of tanks put on. The water will be treated. This facility will never run dry.
The minister adds that individuals from the community will be employed to maintain and secure the water shop. Meanwhile, Minister McKenzie has refuted claims that no consultation was done with members of the community prior to the completion of the water shop. He says meetings were held with residents as well as representatives from the Manchester Municipal Corporation. In the meantime, additional water shops are to be constructed in southern parishes to address the shortage of the resource in farming areas. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie, who made the announcement during his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday, says the first water shop will be built in Belfield, Manchester.
We are going to be building five more water shops within the next 2 to 3 months. One in central Manchester and four in the parish of St. Elizabeth, Mr. Speaker, to alleviate the sufferings of persons on the plain of St. Elizabeth.
Construction of the water shops is slated to cost approximately $32 million. The first water shop under the Water Shop Pilot Program was opened in Penance, Clarendon in November last year. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.